West Virginia coal miners filed a lawsuit asking a federal judge to temporarily halt the Trump administration's layoffs impacting the Coal Workers Health Surveillance Program. The National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, or NIOSH, houses the program, which offers the screenings free of charge. Native West Virginian and Director of Occupational Safety and Health at the Laborers' Health and Safety Fund of North America, Travis Parsons, says a majority, some 80 to 90% of NIOSH workers, have now lost their jobs.
We always lean on NIOSH for research. Anytime we had a new OSHA rule, we leaned on them for their expertise and to create a safer workplace.
The class action lawsuit against the federal government was filed on behalf of miners by Appalachian Mountain Advocates, Mountain State Justice, and Petsonk Labor and Employment Law. Modern changes in mining technology have allowed miners to dig deeper into rock, increasing their exposure to silica dust, which has driven up rates of black lung disease, according to the American Journal of Managed Care. Parsons adds that NIOSH has unique tasks and expertise that can't be easily transferred to other agencies. The CDC estimates around 20% of coal miners in central Appalachia have been diagnosed with black lung disease. This is Nadia Ramlagan for West Virginia News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.